say according to the Rambam Shita, the Rambam paskins that the chileb and the gig of the pakuya b'teres is oser. Is oser. In other words, so the zakosov of kol b'neimos a chileb doesn't apply to the b'teres. Only b'ches, but b'teres, so it's a b'neimos and b'nafshi. So it doesn't apply. So why is the b'pakuya itself muter? Because the shchite of the mother is also has an effect for the child, for the woman. So then it all depends. But even that can be conceived in two ways. Either the demise shchite is, or the demise shchite of the mother is the demise shchite of the child. Because just as we say that the demise shchite and the mother, even though the zaki is applied only to the tzavor ha-meimo, but we don't say that the maize shchita is realized only in the tzavor ha-meimo, not in the other part, not in the other organs of the meimo. It's one meimo, so the maize shchita is realized in the whole meimo. So it's the maize shchita is realized in the uber also. Oh no, in the meimo, it's the maize shchita, but in the vlad, in the uber, it's not the maize shchita, it's only the matir of the maize shchita. The matter is a matir and the uber. So if we'll say that we saw that there is a machlekes on this. Machlekes, I mean, the bach, shach, taz. So if we say that the maize shchite in the mother is only a maize shchite in the mother, but it's not a maize shchite in the whooper. So again, how could there be salgetaitoch that when one shechts in Hebrew Muberes, he's even easier as me? He wasn't. Easier as me is only shayach if he does. The meise schritte in the mother, and the meise schritte in the child. But he did the meise schritte only in the mother. So, how could there be such a taitach? And why do we have to resolve? Because uba yerachime. But if we say that the meise schritte in the mother is a meise schritte, in the uba too. So then there could be such a taitach. There could be one could argue. So in other words, in effect, he shechts the mother and he shechts the uba. So kamashkom, because of uba yarachime. So to the maize shchite, the mother is a maize shchite al pedim in the uba. But it's one maize shchite in the mother and in the uba. Just like one maize shchite in the tzavar habeimo, in the rabar habeimo, in the yidei habeimo, in everything. So it's one maize shchite. That's the pshat in uba yarachime. In uba yarachime is another word. So the uba is like another leg. Not a leg of the behemoth. So in other words, the behemoth has two legs, so it has three legs. So the melee, there is no isa. But if the maize shchit in the mother is not in Malpidin considered as maize shchit in the uber, how could there be a salgadaitoch? And why does the mechaber have to explain it on the basis of uber yachime? So from that, there is a diuk. I mean, of course, it's not a rayim chachas, because you could say, this is what it means. But from the Russian of Uba Yarachime, there is a deal that he holds that the Maize Shrit and the mother is a Maize Shrit and the mother. Vidyoto Uba Chai, Ahashir Sine, Vihifris al Kamikam. So in other words, so it doesn't require Shrit. But it requires Shrit only with Rabbonon because of Mother Sai. So, but since with Rabbonon it requires Shrit, so that means that with Rabbonon, mit Rabbonon, it has a Hishem Shchit. So the Shchit is not just an act of killing the blood. It has a, mit Rabbonon, it has a Chalei Shem Shchit. So the male is also, mit Rabbonon. But we shall not in a leke, because mit Reise, it does not have a Chalei Shem Shchit. It does not have a Chalei Shem Shchit. So the male, there is no Malkis. Now, we saw that there is a Machlekes, the Bach, Taz and the Shah in Simen Yud Gimel, at the end of Simen Yud Gimel. So the Taz and the Bach, they both say the Taz in Simen Yud Gimel is Siftes, at the end of Siftes, Simen Yud Gimel. So he says, Vichei imohon behemo de alme, vohim bas pakuo, vinishchato, vinitzo vlad, viseichol vimutra vlad. So and there's a Bavli, and the Shach is Chelek. Why the Shach Chelek? Because he says, it's no Shchita, how can we say, Uta v'shchita simei? since the mother was did not require any shritim, so the mother is already, it's on Shach's title, was. So the mother is already a shruto. So when he was sheikhed the mother was, is the heretofore was pakur. Now it's a man. So the mele, so the mother did not require any shrito. So when you made the shrito, when you performed the shrito upon the mother, so you performed the shrito and the name was shruto. So the mele, how can it be shrito? How can it be shrito? So there is a machlekes. So we see that there is a machlekes when one performs a shchite, and he passed pakur, whether it has a chaleshem shchite or it doesn't have a chaleshem shchite. So according to the Bach and the Taz, the pas pakur doesn't require any shchite. It only requires a shchite with a bonum shemarasai, if it frees or gankat. But with the raise, it doesn't require any shchite. So according to the Tar, Bach and the Tar, even though it doesn't require a shrite, but when you do perform a shrite, so it has a chaleshem shrite. So the mele, its own uber, its own blood becomes uber. According to the Shach, it does not have a chaleshem shrite. Now, this thing, vim yotzo uber chai, acha shrita sin. So what does it mean? The uber was Ibas Pakui. The uber was Bas Pakui. And then, so he checked this in there. Vim Shochat in Reikin, because Anissa the Raise was a table. Why was it able to Anissa the Raise? Because with Raise, the uber didn't require it. But according to the Bach and the Taz, even though the uber did not require it in the Raise. But if he did check the uber, and then there was an uber in that uber. That uber. So the other uber also becomes uber because of Kobe Beno Sechayot. So that means that even though the Bas Pakue did not require a shrite, but if a shrite is realized in it, so it has a chaleshem shrite. So if it has a chaleshem shrite, so according to the Bach and the Taz, it should be like it. And the mother was nishrite the same day. What difference does it make? All right, over there, it has reference to a case where there was a considerable time intervening. So in other words, that was the mother that has now another Bas Pakue. So was it Bas Pakue 5 years ago? And here it's the same. But what difference does it make? It doesn't make any difference. So just as over there, when the shchite is performed, 5 years later, but with Raisi doesn't require a shrite even 5 years later. It's a shruto. So in other words, so doesn't require a shrite. So why do we say it's in a leike? So the Bach and the Taz say that even though it has a din like a shruto, but still it has a chaleshem shruto, a chaleshem shruto. Because the chiyas was not pokka, as we explained. The chiyas was not pokka. So here too, when Ishech said, so it has a chaleshem shchite, and on the same day the mother was nishchato, so we should do it. Now, so we will say, no, maybe the Bach and the Taz would be chelik adedin, but they couldn't be chelik adedin, because this is a tisef. This is a tisef that they imshochat in the lake. So the boy mentions a tisef. Acha, shchitas, vibyotso uba chai, os deslo, vibyotso uba chai, acha shchitas sine, vihiv chisal kamika. Shoma in dalet, chachom, unisef te peri dalet, ha-sheichim, esanheim o, umot shchites chai, vichai mishmi sine, vremea, vachachom im eimri, eilo samshi, because rabi al shitose, so there is no heter, o ben pakuya ol pegada, ben tes chai is not lita bishlesi, vachachom im eimri, no samshi vizich. שנאמר, איזה וזני ליסי שחטו, אשתורו שחיטה אוסו, מי שמייסה לבנת. ושאם איתו משחיטה, מותה מי שמייסה לבנת. So on the contrary, according to the Bach and the Taz, the Russian of the Deceptive is even better. Because according to the it's much more from the Russian of the Deceptive, it's a special drosha. Without the drosha, I would say that he's chayim שמייסה לבנת. In other words, he was sheikhet his mother in new bands. He was sheikhet his mother in new bands. And then, after the shechita, so the blood, the ugar emerged from him, after the shechita. And then, the same day, he was sheikhet the ugar. So the Tosefta says, he's not chayav malkes. He's not chayav malkes. He's not a mikalkes. So according to the Shach, it's not a poshul. Because he doesn't have a chalashem shechita. So how can we chayav? But the Tosefta mentions it roshe. Mi sheton shechita chayav shechita tle. U mi sheiton shechita chayav shechita. So the Bach and the Taz will explain that that's exactly the reason as to why we have to resort to a special Yalkuse. So it's a special Yalkuse, even though it has a Chalon Shem Shrite. Even though it has a Chalon Shem Shrite, he's still Potam Shreze Lei, because it's a special Zerzakosu, that when he's born Mechuyev, for Eisiv is made only if he shech the mother, and the same day he shech the child Behemo, and the child Behemo that he shech on the same day needs the shechita in order to be mutabachide. But he shech the child Behemo on the same day, and it's not necessary. In other words, the child Behemo is muter. Without that, then he's futter, even though it has a chalashem shechita. On the contrary, so we have to say, according to the Shach, so we have to raise the question, according to the Shach, the question arises, why do we have to resort to a special Roshe? So the Shach would say that it's not a Roshe. This is not a Roshe. According to the Taz and the Bach, it's a Roshe. Mishe tov shchite chayim shemitzitme. And according to the Shach, it's not a Roshe. This is what the Tisefta means. Because he doesn't have a chalashem shchite. Not a special zasakosu, that where the shchite is not needed. So there is no Yisr of Yisr Yisrael. No. Because the shchita is not needed, so that means he doesn't have a shem shchita. So it's not a special person. All right. Eishechtin sitron beis, nishach, eishechtin kibin klimar esahayim to shchita, kishi yifriz, alka bekarkes, or in rabonon, it has a chal shem shchita. We make it off kibin klimar, but in the top, kibin, כי משמעתי למצוא השחית אלה מיטה משנה סימן. נה, סיפיו דאו. איבת כחובים שמוכר שתי בהימס. ברקח עומר משיח וביטומי שאיני סי בזמי. אין נאמון במה שאומר לאחר שמוכר ויוצו מתחסיון. ומי הוא מהם ליוסף? In other words, so the halacha is that in the כחובים and if you hobby, there's no lemones, even the chum. He has no lemones, even the chum. Even, because one could argue with good logic, alright, he has no lemones, we don't trust him. So there's a shosham mishake, but the goy can also tell the truth. I mean, why shouldn't he be neemon hachmiya? So the halacha is that an akum has no lemones, even hachmiya. If hobby shemoch hashri beimis, hakachom ha-mizir, שלאיסי לפני, אין נאמון במה שאומר, לאחר שמוכו, ויוצא מתחסיות. The implication being, what came שמוכו? So he is now. Why? Because then he has a nigger. Then he has a nigger. Because he would refuse to sell it, or destroy it, whatever he wants. So it's ביודה. He has a nigger. So then he is now. But לאחר שיוצא מיודה, he has no nigger. So an akum has no nemones. Has no nemones lahachmir in the rice. It's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. Now, what we in heavenly, so is us. So, in other words, where do we see that halacha? So the goyim says, "Los yitzayim, kmo shepostu b'dechol b'dechol b'dushin hafzamach." What about that? Like, b'tavi zoma shebe'al. So in other words, if someone comes and says to a husband, Ishtecho zimso b'ponai, so he doesn't have to divorce her. He's because in Doma Shebe'al go poches v'shnai. But if the husband has great confidence in everything that this Yitechot says, And the husband has a mood in it, that this Idachot wouldn't lie. So then the Gemara says that he is Nemot, and he's Mechuyv to be Migarash his Ishtei. So that's mentioned not Ligabe Yaakov, that's mentioned Ligabe Idachot Dom Shevear. But this is expressive of a general principle, that even one who has no Nemones Alpidim, but if the person who is whom this question concerns has confidence in that in the person who testifies, even though the person who testifies has no nemones whatsoever al kadim, but if the person whom it concerns has confidence in that other person, so then he is mechuyev to be cheshish himself. So it's a general principle. So it applies to Nakam also. Applies to Nakam also. And b'meila this al chek would apply even to a case where the Akum is not Messiah. Because this is a special halacha, that where one has an the one who is concerned thinks that this person doesn't lie, so the melee is Mechuyev Bechesh. Alright. Now, let's see the task. Le'achashemachot. Nevertheless, why? Because it's beyond. The Shach says the same thing. Same thing. The Chay Mashma Mashikosu Borosh with the case of his name. Vizel Mishem, or he see Kosu Mishem Rabahoye, the Shiltes, Vintago, the Hobby Becha Behemes, Sorek the Mecha Shalmils, Vishemo Mocha, Poemaye. So in other words, that's in connection with the Dalit Pokim Mishono, like Erev Pesach, So the Mishnah says that if someone bought the mother of a certain behemoth on one of these days, so then it is presumed that the intention of the Mikeach was to shecht the same day, because this is when it's mostly needed. Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Pesach. So the melee, when if the Mecher on the same day on Erev Rosh Hashanah sells the child behim to another Lekeach, and he doesn't advise the second Lekeach that he had already sold the mother behim to the first Lekeach the same day, so it's a Mekach Toiz. The Rosh says that even, let's say, so only if the Mecher says something, but if the Mecher doesn't say anything, so the Likeah doesn't have to be cheshish. He buys the Mecher Erev Rosh Hashanah, or Erev Pesach. So he doesn't, and the Mecher doesn't tell the Likeah anything. So he doesn't have to be cheshish. Maybe the Mecher already sold the mother or the child of this behemoth, and the Mecher is right now, to someone else. So the maybe that someone else was already sheikhed, the mother or the child of this behemoth that I'm buying. So he should not be allowed to shech because of the possibility of maybe it's his name. So the Rosh says he doesn't have to be cheshish. After all, no one told him that the mother or the child was sold today. So maybe he doesn't have to conjure up this possibility. He doesn't have to conjure up this possibility. But the Mecher, if the Mecher knows that he already sold the mother or the child of this behemoth the same day, so he's mechuyev to tell the second Likeach, I already sold. But if the Mecher doesn't say anything, so the Likeach doesn't have to be cheshish, he doesn't even have to make inquiries. So he says, further, even if the Mecher happens to be a goy, so and he buys from a goy, a behemoth, so he can go ahead and check that behemoth the same day, Erev Pesach, Erev Rosh Hashanah. And he doesn't have to be cheshish, lest the Mecher, who is a goy, already sold the mother or the child of this behemoth to another Lekeach, and that was Nishchat the same day, so maybe be even said, because you don't have to be cheshish. So then he mentions, in the name of the Shiltes, that if a Lekeach buys from a goy, then he has to be cheshish. If he buys from a Jew, he doesn't have to be cheshish, because there is the chasis kashrus of the Jew. Because had a Jew had the Jew sold the mother or the child of his behemoth to an animal keach, he would have told him, since he didn't tell him, so it's a raya, he didn't sell. But if he buys from a goy, so there is no such presumption that the goy the mecher would have told him. So the male is the chesh. So he is chen chesh. So he is because of shimra b'choye. In tago he come mecher behemes. So he has to do this. He shem mocha raim ayin. So he is chen chesh. We stab a cloud. We shrike. We mazikid and yisuve. Kol kamar we bia mecher. So he says, the yesh mocha shmi sofik. So then he would have to be chesh shiv when he buys from a Jew. Because he shouldn't rely on the Mechir. So then it would be his burden to find out. Atal she, mashma, di made him shas mecha. So he says, will we stop the club? In other words, not like the Shultes. The Shultes says he has to inquire from the goy. The Rosh says he doesn't even have to inquire. Because Mechir they say that the mother or the child of this Mechir, that's a double shenimotsu. Was sold the same day for Shrit. So it's mashma that if he does inquire and the goy tells him, I already sold the mother or the child of that behemoth, then he wouldn't be allowed to shech this behemoth on this day. So we see that as long as the goy tells it to him, while the behemoth is still in his possession, so the goy is never. So it's an ayin of reshes from the Rosh. That only after she yotzum tachas yode, so the goy is not nemo. But kelim she yotzum tachas yode, so the goy is nemo. Mashma l'udi mishas mecha, yish leser v'shem yisi ayin, habim yishki nemo. Uposhetu, dim yish vore, she yisi kim lashbiach lekhe, she yim vore chlu, ki ayin yipir yaskha di yivomis. So he says, that when does the mechava say, that an akum is nahes lo nemones lechumre, that is if it's yotzum tachas yode. But if it's not Yosef Tachas Yodei, then he's certainly an animal. But if there is a numne that the goy says what he says in order to be mashpiach mekrei, then the goy is not nemon, even though the behemoth was not Yosef Tachas Yodei. So the mishvore she is ki mashpiach mekrei she yivov po kayin per basra di gomes in the kichobim she meicher peretz v'yom asher olehei Ein mit Wurf kum. Vayin simen kuf von Beis, Sivov, Ein mit Nami Chomit. All right. So, now let's see what the Shach says. Ein in Emon, Dein mit Chomit Nemo Mishumedes, Dein mit Kamon simen kuf von Zayu. Vata Rezo, of course, Av, Hatam, Mishum, Lashbiach Mekhei. So the Levush is Chilik on the Taz and the Shach. Because both the Taz and the Shach say that the reason is why an Akum is not Nemon Lechum. The reason is why an Akum is not Nemon Lechum. Is because an Akum has no Nemones. Even when he has no motive to be Mashbiach Mekh, without any motive of being Mashbiach, an Akum has no Nemones. There's no one else. So, but the Levush is chilek. And the Levush says, the reason is why an Akum is not Nemon here, because it's mistaber that the Akum says what he says in order to make a good gain, in order to sell the Mashbiach Mekhe. But it's misiach to make, so how could we say, according to the Levush, I mean that he's doing it not in Mashbiach Mekhe? So the answer is, he's a good actor, the Akum. He feigns to be Messiah Ritome. But actually, he's not Messiah Ritome. But only in a case where it's mistaken to assume that he's doing it in order to make a gain, then he has no nemones. But if it is established that the Akum could not, through this testimony, make a gain, then the Akum has nemones. Then the Akum has nemones, according to the Bush. So, but the Taz and the Shach, they both say that even without Lashbiach Mekhei, an Akum has no nemones, even an Akum is Yahweh Tumei. So, has no nemones, Lechumre. So, what are so, of course, what time is Lashbiach Mekhei, okay? We will keep you off. But it's not so poshet, I mean. We'll see, I mean, that it's not such a double poshet. We will keep you off, the Shach says. Die Hoche wie Scheich Klall als Bech Mekfei. Die habe Scheich, wo ihr nehmt und auf der Kippen schemoch. So in other words, the Tschach says that here must be a case where it's not Scheich als Bech Mekfei. Because if here, if this had been a case where Scheich als Bech Mekfei, then even Kedem Shemoch on the Kippen. Auf der Kippen schemoch on. El Hoche nehmt, Kedem Shemoch on, bin nige die Boye le Masbulu. In Mikle kommen wir um, weil wir streuen, so nichts wie Jode. Aber hier kann die Scheich, was wir auch wegkriegen, auch für jeden Schleim gehen. Weil das ist die Kirche, die ich in der Schaff. So, so I mean, the Tashit is the same thing. But it's the Kirche, die ich in der Tash and the Schaff. They both say that where there is a sloy, of Lash Biach Mekhei, so then an Akum has no lemones, even if he has a nigger. And where it's not Lash Biach Mekhei, so then, with a nigger, he's Nemo. Without a nigger, he's not. Listen. Uchmosh, this boy, I call them, Chivas Arash, Sibyl Kufit Ches, Shemimen, Mokya Dinze, Miu Midibri Rosh, Umordechai, Nagoyes, my main, Shemaisi, בסימן קופחום זיין, שום מבואה, דהיכה, there is a very long שח, בסימן קופחום זיין, סבחו. So, שום מבואה, דהיכה, דמיוד עם נאמון, אף להיכה, דהיה שלמה, ולהשביח, נקרא, okay, why does he say, שהבאיסי, בסימן קופחום זיין, so it's either that the שח, he didn't follow it up, I mean, the order. So, in other words, he wrote on Simen Kuf Kuf Zayin before he wrote on Cheshvite, or he wrote Simen Kuf Zayin after he wrote on Cheshvite. But then he revised it. So, Mimele, he writes, she evades the Ora. So, the Mishom Ibuya, the Hechad, the Yodim Nehemon, Afilu, Hechad, the Yishlim, the Ashbiach, the Kremati. Now, there is a very long Rosh, a very important Rosh in Meit Kotel, in Peregimu of Meit Kotel. In the Gimel of Meit Kotel, in paragraph on the base, the Rosh, so there the Rosh discusses the question, how about a goy who says that a certain person died? Are the Krevim Mechuyev to observe Avetz? Is an Akum, Messiah, Mitumei, Nehemon, Ligabe Avetz? So he says, in paragraph on the base, ויחוסף הרמב"ן ז"ל, ומסבלים על פי דחות, ויעיד מפי עיד, ונוכרי משיח וטומא, ומילצא דאבינו לגלויים ולמשקר באינשי. So the Ramban says that נקו משיח וטומא is them. So the Rabbi Meir מרות פיפר, is חלק on the Ramban. But the Rabbi Meir, the Maram מרות פיפר, is not only חלק in regard to Akum Messiah Bitume. He's chilek even in regard to the case where Yisroel Nidecho testifies that his Korev, that once Korev died. So according to Maram Rutenberg, he cannot observe Avelis on the basis of a testimony by Nidecho. That's a very strange cheating, Maram Rutenberg. Chol HaPochas Likam Yakum, so we understand. But Yisroel Nidecho Yisroel, so it shouldn't be Nehemon. So the Maram Rutenberg, he says, V'rabu meya gimkim harbe bidobo, V'yuta meya heich noagu, V'yoreimu v'yisabila opi idechot, Do maskinu mekeiko isho rabu, Di idechot loy mehemot. Idechot has no nemones. Has no nemones. V'hod itnam, V'feli komule, Omru lo, Oma lo idechot, Ochal tochile, V'oima lo yachalti, Eri nemo. V'daikinu v'feli ko isho, Taim edoma lo yachalti, הוא איש עוסק מהמון? היי נתאי מאוסו משום שהוא יורי לידע, אם אוכל אם לא יאכל. וכשהוא עוסק אמרו לשתיק כדוי, אבל הוא אוכל איש עוסק משום שדיר בדום הכלום. So he says, to the Mishnah in Krisis, Gemara in Krisis says, that if somebody says to another, like you, I saw you eat chilev, and he denies it, so that person who allegedly ate chilev, b'shegeik, doesn't bring the call, because he contradicted it. But if the Bailey kept quiet, so then he's mechuyev. So it's only there because the Bailey is in a position to know whether he ate chilev or not. So, and since he was silent, so he says, "Tike kidoy, mashein ke." Here, when somebody comes to a person, to a Jew, and Techot, and says, "I saw that a korev of yours died," so, and he keeps quiet because he doesn't know. So, mele, and Idechot, he can't rely on the testimony of Idechot, even Idechot Israel, and Idechot Kosher. So, he can't rely. That's it. But then, the Maram Gutenberg asks, but there is a loche Idechot Nem Bisum. So, he says, that's only Likule Idechot Nem Bisum. In other words, if there is a certain chatich, if there is a certain chatich on the table, we don't know whether it's chelev or shumen, and then the Idechot comes and says, if it's shumen, so every Jew is allowed to eat it. So we cool it, Idechot. So that's that. So that is Nemun. Why? Because we have a kosu. We saw all the atzma. So in other words, so the husband is he can trust his wife in regard to his anide. So mainly that's exerts a kosu that an Idechot is Nemun leheta. We cool it, but the chumre. According to Maharam Gutenberg, there is no such thing that an Idechot is Nemon, an Idechot Yisroel, an Idechot Kosher Yisroel. So, is Nemon, there is no such halach. Of course, all that is Shem Achilik of Maharam Gutenberg. But the Shita of Maharam Gutenberg is, the Shita of Maharam Gutenberg is, that Lechumre and Idechot Yisroel is no Nemonis. And the whole Nemonis of Idechot Nem Yisroel is only Likul. It's a very strange thing. So, of course, so is Chilik. So, there's a Maram Gutenberg Shita. Then, but the Rosh does not accept the Maram Gutenberg Shita. Likabe Idechot Yisroel. But the question, but the Rambam says not only in Idechot Yisroel is Nemo Likabe Avelis. Even Makom Yisiyach Levitume is Nemo Likabe Avelis. How about that? So he says, the Rabbi Avi Ezri, the Rabbi Yor, hey, be right. Dinochim Mishiach Levitumei Nemo Miyin Avelis. In other words, the Rav Yo mentioned the Raya to the Rambam that a Nochri is Nemon Ligab Avelis. And that's the Chum, Ligab Avelis, that's the Chum. Mahid Itani Vitisef to Dibmai. Nochri Shoy Meimecha Peres Bishuk. Viyom HaShavoch Lehi, Shomet Revahe, Viyom HaKlum. In other words, if it's Shavoch Lehi, you're not allowed to eat it. So the price in Yvomezak complains says that if you know he says, shall the over him, shall the buyer, so we all back home, we miss having there last be a smack, we miss sign with the septe, people have shimmed like a weird. The rabbi may or never know he lach. So in the septe, they're like, hey, or my. So there is a machlekes between rabbi and rabbi shimmed like a weird. Even Akum says, he's made a penis and he says, shall all way. So according to his testimony, it's also lachim. So Rav Shim Gamliel says, in God's room, he's allowed to eat it. And even though the Akum says that it's all, and Rebbe says, and Akum has the mones lach, has the mulach. So Mele became a halachic Rebbe Mechavele. So Mele, the Rav Yo says, that this, the Rav Yo says that this machlik is between Rebbe and Rav Shim Gamliel has reference to an Akum Messiah Vitume. Only an Akum Messiah Vitume. In other words, if he's an Akum that is not Messiah Vitume, everybody agrees that he's not Nemon. But if he's an Akum that is Messiah Vitume, so then there is a machleket between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Between Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel. And he says, and Rav Yo says that we pass like Rebbe. Because Aloche ki Rebbe mechavere. Now there are some Rishenim who have the reverse girsay, instead of the girsay, as it appears in our text, in the Tisefte, Perkei Opmai, Rebbe Ima Nemon Hachne, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says in Bor of Klum, so there is another girsay, some Rishenim mentioned, another girsay, that Rebbe is the one who says in Bor of Klum, and Rav Shimon Gamliel is the one who says that Nemon Hachne. Now, according to that girsay, So there is a good reason to say that Aloche ki Rebbe that in Vorku, but Rav Yo has the girl say, Rebbe ima nemon achmir, and Shem Gamliel says, in Vorku, so Menehle is Aloche ki Rebbe mechavere. So, and that, according to the Rav Yo, has reference to an Akmisi or Letumen. So in other words, so how does Rav Yo pass? So the Rav Yo passes that an Akmisi or Letumen, so is a machlikes between whether he's nemon achmir or not, So there is a machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Gamliel, and the halacha is like Rebbe, that he is never lachmir. So the Rav Yoshite is like a Rebush, not like the Taz Neshach. So it's not such a good poshut. I mean, that the halacha is like the Taz Neshach. So in other words, so it's like a Rebush. What does the Rebush say? The Rebush says that the reason as to why he is not never here in connection with Eisei's Nei is because Lashbiach es Mekhe. But if it would be a case of Lashbiach es Mekhe, in other words, so when do we say that the Hakum is not Lemon, the Kabbis is Nei, where there is a presumption that the Hakum says what he says in order to make a gain. But if it is established that the Hakum has no motive, no ulterior motive in making a gain, then according to Levush, he is Nemalach. But the Taz and the Shach are both Chilik. But the Rav Yoshite is like the Levush. Now let's see what the Rosh mentions, he said. So, then he says, now, Vein yere raya le Rami Meir. So the Rami Rutenberg says that it's no raya from that he said in Perkei Yot Mai. Vishano oso, sha'apiris im shalei, vilemon hu le oso, אבל איזה הפירס חבילה שהוא מוזוקים בו היתר לא עם הם. So Rambam Gutenberg says that machlekes of between Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel in the Tisefte, Perikei of Mai, has reference to a case where the pirus are biotic. So in other words, he has a mige. So in other words, so even in the case where he has a mige, so there is a machlekes according to Rambam Gutenberg. There is a machlekes between the Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, and we pass like Rebbe. Why? Because the Peres is Yode, lo yotzei mitachas Yode. So the Meila is a Migi. So in other words, so according to Rabbi Meir Merutenberg, so when does Rebbe say that he's never lachmir if he has a Migi? But if he doesn't have a Migi, so then Rebbe is made that the Nakum has no nemons lachmir. So the Shach and the Tashite would be lying with the Maram Rutenberg Shite, but it wouldn't be in harmony with the Rav Yoshi. So the contrary, the Rav Yoshite is like the Levush, and the Shach and the Tashite is like the Maram Rutenberg. Now, the Shach mentions the Rashbo, alright? The Rashbo in Chilek Aleph, Chumash Rashbo Chilek Aleph, Simen Kuf Yud Ches, the Rashba says that, but then he says, Miu midivrei Rosh, the Shach himself says, Miu midivrei Rosh and Mordechai, V'ad goy smiling, she lays in Zinuk of Kozayim, shom yivuya, v'echel yon nevon, af leheche v'yei, yivuya nevon, af leheche v'yei shleima, lash biach mekhe imakein. So maybe we have to say, when it's not your day, so then, he is Nemon if it's not Lashbiach Mekhe. Right. So Heichel be Yodin Nemon, Nemon after Heichel Yishlum Lashbiach Mekhe in Makei. But where it's not Lashbiach Mekhe, so then he is Nemon even though it's not Yodin. And that would be in line with the Shit of the Rav Yom. So there's a Machlik Rashekim, So there are many Rishonim who agree with the Shita of the Levush. Alright. Behebo shel nishcheto. Behebo shel nishcheto imo ibito hayei. Vimisarvo b'achereis. Vitzorich lishchei tlem hayei. Keitzat akante. Nir b'shelim aibu. Mimokin kviyoso. Viyikach mihem. Echot viyishchei. Dichol diporis miru biporis. Mishmai manisomim bei. Oso bishoptim hayei. Because if only two are left, so then you can take on the Polish. So it's mecht on mecht. But until two are left, so then you can apply the principle of called the Polish. So it's good. Now this is based upon Gemara in Zvochim. But Gemara, Perikat HaKubes in Zvochim. But Gemara says that if, let's say, a certain behemoth that is Nevad or Mesubaleo, I mean that if a certain behemoth was, if a certain behemoth that Mesubaleo was Nisari, not a behemoth, or a behavior that was never so was nisarim with other behemes. So the halacha is that all the behemes cannot be an atol lako. So the Gemara has the kashe, why should we pass all the behemes lakobe just because it was nisarim one behemoth that is possible, let's say because of never or nirba or whatever psul there is. It was nisarim, why should all the behemoths be possible akobe with nirb shedinande? Let us spread them out, let's manipulate that they should be scattered, and then every behemoth of those behemoths that are scattered, we should apply the principle of kol b'porish. So the more gives the teres, zeiko shemunikach nakavua. So then, Rabbi Tamshit is, we discussed it in Tamuves, so that's discussed it in a few. So Rabbi Tamshit is that this gzeile of shemunikach nakavua applies only to kochi, but it doesn't apply to chum. So maybe by chum, if such a thing will happen, let's say if it treifei, behemoth treifei, will be mixed up with a hundred other behemoths. So according to Rabbi Tam, we are allowed to manipulate a scattering of the behemoths, and then every behemoth would say, call the Polish, no the Polish. Only by the kochim, so there is a zebra of Shemanikah Nekavua. But by whom? That zebra doesn't apply, that's Ramatash. But all the other Shem Machili, the Riz, the Rajbo, the Rosh, they're all Chilim. Now, and they say that this zebra Shemanikah Nekavua applies even by whom? Now, so even though it applies even by whom? So still there is a machlekes. So the Rashbo says that when is a tosa by whom? When are we gazing? Shemunikach nakavua, that is only ibn mischavening in it. In other words, he manipulated that all the behemoths should be scattered in different directions. So then we are gazing shemunikach nakavua. But suppose one was pirish a behemoth, was pirish in mele, he didn't manipulate it because so then it is mutter. The roshite is that we are gezer shemikach nakavua even when a behemoth was pirish b'meile, or they were scattered b'meile. So even in such a case, the rosh says that it's awesome. Now, how do we pasken? So the Shulchan Aruch paskens not like a metal and not like the rosh, but he paskens like the rashi, that where is mischavim? So then it's awesome. Then there is gezer shemikach nakavua. Even by whom? But if it's pirish b'meile, then it is muta. So in Simen Kofiud, but so he says, but balechai mushot bor machshuvim sheisal beta sheniteirim afu be'alef afu pirish yachad me'alei achas sheyachadu besosa vihu sheifisik mischavim intent deliberately manipulate that it should be scattered. Avu pirish b'meile ishot. In other words, we pass it in paskins, not like the Rosh, and not like Rav Netam, but like the Rashi. Now the two mentions today is the Rashbo and the Rosh. So it's a double portion to the two in Simen Kufiud, that if he's freezing mischavim, then it's certainly yourself. So we are giving zero shall become like a black. But the two mentions today is, suppose it's Pires Memele, so he says, according to Rashi, it's Muter, and according to Adini Obi Rosh, it's Osak, so it's a Sofak, in case of Pires Memele. But in case of Fishin Mishravi, the two paskins definitely that it's Osak. Now, so the question is, the two mentions this aloche, that behemoth shenishta tovim ol bina ayin misaru b'achereis, so it's nirb shenayde. That's in line with the shite of Rav Netam. This is what the Gemara says. Behemoth oshit chayes, kidas Rav Netam. When he manipulates the kavone, so and then there is another tool. There is a tool in Sivan Zion. So the tool says the tool mentions in Sivan Zion that Eve in Tusa was this, if a certain name is a Tusa, so it's a tree. Suppose this Tusa was the Salvo with other babies, with 100 other babies. So he says, yes, takonet. Nir mishen enayim. So the question is, but that is only muter according to Rambam, but according to Adam Shein, it's also, and according to the two, so even Kiddush Memele, there is a possibility that it's also, because he has 2 days in case of Kiddush Memele, but Nir mishen enayim, and he's having, so then it's certainly also, so why does he say that in the case of Intuuso, that was Nisarif with 100 other behemoths, so there is Takone, but that he should manipulate his scattering of all the 100 behemoths, and then every behemoth that he finds in a certain place, so it will be Muter. So the Bes Yosef says, in Simon Zion, the Bes Yosef on the tour in Simon Zion, he says that the tour in Simon Zion only mentions that Takone according to Rabbetam, but he doesn't pass. He doesn't pass by it. But so if all the Nisikeli raise the question against the Bes Yosef, how can Bes Yosef say that the two in Siman Zion, in connection with the Tuso that was Nisari, with 100 other behemoths, so there is a Takone. So he says, the two only means that according to Rabbi Tam, there is a Takone, but he doesn't pass by it. That he can say in connection with the two Saloche in Siman Zion, in regard to the case of Intuuso Shenisarvo, in Meyo Ada Behemes. But the two mention the same aloche in connection with Behemo Shenishre Toimo, or Bita Ayein, and there he says, he spells out that it's Muter. In Sidon Tezayin, you cannot give that pshat. You cannot give that pshat. So the Prichodosh in Sidon Kufiut says, I mean, that must be the shita of the Bes Yosef, even though the Bes Yosef doesn't discuss that. That Enoch Name, the two, the Pshat in the two in Siman and Zion, in connection with Intuuso Shenisarvo, so the Pshat is like Bes Yosef says, that he only mentions that there is a Takone according to the Shita of Rabbi Tam, but he doesn't pass by it. But then the question arises, so why in Siman and Zion does the two say, in case of the Neimo Shemishatim or Vita Ayein, Vinisar Vachelim, so Chlishchit Mem Ayein, so Nirvishan and Aide, the two himself passes that way? So he says, since the whole Isser of Nirvishan and Aide is in the Rabbanon, because of Gzei Hashem and Mikach Nakavua, so Mimela Ligabe Isser is Nei, it doesn't apply. Because when does the Gzei Hashem and Mikach Nakavua apply if he has no, if in the future he will have no heter either? So Mimela is both. So maybe we are Jason Yashem Yikam Nakavua. Mashaikil Gabeisim is Nei. It doesn't concern him so much. Because the question is whether today he can shecht it. So he can wait till tomorrow, so he's not so tempted. So he's not bold. So maybe the Xayr of Shem Yikam Nakavua doesn't apply Ligabeisim is Nei. So that's the Shite of the Messiah. Now the Ramor in Simen Kufiud. So the Ramo in the Archivation, and he mentions that in the Agoy in Siman Kufiut Zibor, in order to reconcile the two tours, the tour in Siman Kufiut, where he passed and start like on the Tam, and 2 days we regard to the case of Pires Menele, and the tour in Siman Zion, and the tour in Siman Tezayin. So the Ramo says that when the tour in Siman Tezayin and in Siman in Nun Zion says that it's muter even to manipulate the scattering of the behemoths. So the two means that if he manipulates, that all the behemoths should be scattered and that none should be left. So then there is no zera of shemikach nakavua. When does the Gemara in Zvachim say that there is an iser of zera of shemikach nakavua if he manipulates that just a few behemoths should be scattered and the bulk of the behemoths remain there in the stable? So Mele, there is a Xere, if we allow him to manipulate a scattering of a few of the behemoths, so the next step by him will be, he will take directly from the Kavua. Mashaikin, if he manipulates a scattering of all the behemoths, so then he cannot take directly from the Kavua. So then there is no Xayr of Shemikam Nakavua. So in other words, according to the Ramo, so Xayr of Shemikam Nakavua doesn't mean if we allow him in this case, so in another case, in the future, So he'll take the kavua. But according to the Ramo, the pshat in zeir shmiga kavua means that in this particular case, if we allow him to manipulate the scattering of few behemoths, so then half an hour later, so we'll take directly from the same behemoths in the same stable. So Mele, if he manipulates a scattering of all the behemoths, so it's not child. That's why the Ramo in the Agoye in Sinek of Yud, Tzivov says, Behod the Oseh, in Mifrisei, in Mishavi, Hainesh, in Mifrisei, Shrak Miyah, ונשארו מקצה של איסורים במקיימון, דוס השירים של איקח לקבוע גם כן, אבו מספר שכולו מיחד ונשארו במקיימון, ובשסקרוסון, פיר של קצוסון, איסון של פיר של עוז מתוך. דיברי קבוע למלחום ופגוי את אף רפשחת, that's his father. So ממילא, according to the רבור, so the פשעת here is, in this thing, ואימו שנשחת אימו את ביטה אהיה מסתר ובחרס, וצורך ליצחה אהיה מקטע את הקרנטי, נרבי שדנאידה, he should manipulate the scattering of all the veins. So ממילא, there is no exam of שמי כאן לקבוע, but to manipulate the scattering of a few veins, that is really awesome. Less, die before the Gemara Shkid. So then the Gemara Shkid cannot be martyr because the final stage in the act of Shkite is realized when Behima is dead already. So of course it couldn't be Mati. We don't have to be Cheshish. As long as Behima is a healthy Behima, so then we take it for granted that at the time when the last stage in the act of Shkite was done, so Behima was still alive. Still alive. And the Chiyas was Koka after the Mashiach. Because why should we be Cheshish? Maybe the Chiyas was Poka before the last, before the finishing touch of the Shkita. After all, the Behemo is a Behemo Bria, a healthy Behemo. So Hashem is a Bria, a Pirchezo, a Rezimu Teres. But if the Behemo is a Mzikeres, the Behemo is a Neto Omus, he's not a Trevo, but he's a Neto Omus. So then, we, in order to be sure that the Behemo that the Chiyas of the Behemo was not poka before the finishing touch of the Shechita. So there has to be pirchus, certain motions, movements. But without any movement, after the Shechita, we are changed. Maybe the finishing touch of the Shechita took place after the Chiyas was poka. So that means that the Shechita was done in a dead behemoth, so then it's not with us. Avram Zekenes, who called Shamid Leiso, Shamid Leiso, Bigaro in Bimake, Veilo in Edes, Avram Fisher in Cheles Machal. So what is called him Zekenes? What is called him Zekenes? So Zekenes is Eve, she is so Zekenes, that you cannot support her with the maki, it will not stand. In other words, if, let's say, you put a maki behind her, and it will stand for a moment, and it's not the musicalis. But if, when you put a maki behind her, she will not stand, and in other words, she will not keep the balance. She cannot keep the balance. Even with the maki behind it, so that means that she is a Mzikenes. So then, if there is no pirus after the Shechita, we have to be Cheshish. Maybe the Chiyus was Poka before before the finishing touch. Other Pishu Charisma is. So if she cannot maintain a balance with the maki, even then she is considered a Mzikenes, even though she eats well. So Shochto will be Pirchas of all, Harezu Nevelo, Shochto the Rizal Bao, Harezu Nevelo, Vilaikinon. So in other words, it's not just a soft. Then it is presumed that the Chiyas was spoke up before the finishing touch of the Shechita. Vim Pirchas of all, but if after the Shechita she made a movement, so then it's a raya, then the Chiyas was spoke up after the finishing touch of the Shechita. In Pirchus Aganitas, Mitzoria Shemiya, Pirchus, Miseif HaShem. ומים שאחד אחר השחית. אבל בתחילו עשו, הנה מי, קצת לא תחיל חוץ. What kind of emotion do you ask? So it's not that we consider it as a sophic behavior, but it is, there is a presumption that if the behavior did not make any movement, so we presume that the chiyas was poka before the finishing touch of the shoulder. So then there is a raya bror that the chiyas was poka after the finishing touch of the shoulder. ליצור שהיא אפילו רציבה שחיתו במים של הדרה שחיתו. אבל בכל אופן אמת, כן צריך להפיל. ובהם הוא דקו, ובחיו תעשו ואין דקו. So בין שפושטו לא דובר זיו, או שפושטו רגו. יודו דס דפורק, and רגו דס דהיימי. So בין שפושטו לא דובר זיו, או שפושטו רגו אף או פי שלא יעשה. שפושטו רגו אף או פי שלא יעשה. או שקופי פורגו בלבד, So that's a more of an action by the behem, kofi for her. Hariz appears, umuta. So if it's kofi, if she bends the hind leg, so then even without drawing it back, pulling it back, but that's a more important movement. So that's a raya that the behem was still living, because there are certain motions, I mean, which are reflex motions, which are not indicative of life. So it all depends what kind of a movement. So if it's coffee for Ragnar, that's a significant movement. And that's a raya. That's a raya that the behemoth was living. How is it pure because of the Avon, the Posh, the Yodo, the lawyer, there was, it stretched out the foreleg and didn't pull it back. How is that so? שאין זו אלו איתו הסנפש דובר, ובמהים עוד עשו, אחר היד ואחר הרגל, אחר היד, ובמהים עוד עשו, אחר היד ואחר הרגל, בין שפושטו ולא יקום, בין קופי פה ולא יפושטו, הרי זה פירוס, מותרס, ואם לא יפושטו, לא יד ולא ירגל, ולא יקופי פה כלל, אין במהים עוד עוד זה מסכנס, הרי זה מבין. So it's one of them. ובמהים, אפילו לא יריבכי, אלא בעיני, just blinking of the eye, twinkling of the eye, ולא יגיש כי שלא בזנובי, הרי זה פירוס. So it's also there. So in other words, why is פירוס required? פירוס is required as a raya that the chiyas of the behemoth was not poka before the finality of the shechita. That's the purpose of פירוס. השייכת הם סמסו כנס בלי. ולא יודע אם תלחסו, הרי זה סוף יחלנו, זה לא יקרה צבע לדלנו, because maybe it did shows movement, but it didn't see it. ועשו, דלע החכומים לא יריחו את מבימו, שנראה במשך לזה, כדי שלא תום, ואף על פי שפירו חסו בסיפה שלו. בסיפה שלו, זה בודק צאום לי, אם יסחזיד את זה. So, ודוב הזה מייסר, אלו קוראי צל החכי, על עצמי בדוב הזה, הרי זה משול. הרי זה משול. אורי, תס. בגרו במקל, פירו, so, so in other words, if בגרו במקל can keep its balance, it supports itself, so that's a raya that it's not in misukens, that it's not on the verge of death. Masha'inke, if you can manipulate that the behemoth should support itself by holding onto her with your hand, that's no raya mitzvah misikens. Because the behemoth could be later on at any moment, but you mamish put your hands behind it, so then you support it, so it's not that the behemoth supports itself, keeps its balance. But if without holding down your hand, just by placing the marker or by fugaro, So the behemo stands for a moment. That's a raya that she's not in Eteros. Harizne velu likai berabonon nizuli tuva mishmoso kidim marashkitos. So it's also Pirus, and it's a raya that the Chies was not poka before the finality of the Shechita, because if it had been poka the Chies, so he wouldn't be able to twinkle with the wife who died. Now it says, Uvei Fatu Rifri, Elobe. So, the Likishke Shelob is not Harezu Pirus, the Bes Yosef. Hey, we shall rush, we are on, 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 we can do the hey, we are on, we are on, we are on. Kistamas this? So they all say that if made movement to the zone of even if hey, we are on, it's a pilchus, it's a rally that was still living. Kistamas this, God in Okte Rove, got the hey. So why would Rove in the Gemara da from Zay? They mention that with the hey, who will remove say? The kishkes bizonot davar akal va'avamin el lisage. Come on, on the contrary, why does Rove say, you mentioned it like Gabriel, because one could argue, Gabriel, so that could take place as a reflex action. I mean, it's not indicative of life. And but Behemo certainly. So, but in Achanan, the same halacha applies to Behemo too. Avamin el lisage, so. So come Ashman, the team Gabi, but certainly Gabi Behemo, that it's a ray of life. Rikos Vatu, Rashi, Chia, Yosef, the Saramban, the Nahane, Kishku Zot of Ragbe, the Nire, now there's the Rambam Israel, the Nire da Seide, I'll call Hane Lo Yivsi, the Fratia Rambam is Ocha Befeirush Nitz. It's only a deal, so it's positive in the Rambam Israel. But all the other shame say the Ferish, that Kishku, which is a Rai, is a good Pirchus, even though it's not a Rai. The Shuk Motsosi came, Mashal, the Kashirei, the Chim was a Kmerchon, Rai Shah. The Galo Vimachi, our Shemim is a Yodeo, and it's in the Sol Chesed Fusikant. A reason of the whole Shoy Pirchus of the Yudu Hashem Shmos of Yitulo, he may not came Shchite. The Lim Sheikh, Mitzorich shehiu in order to be sure that the that the chiyas is poka as a result of the holoshe. So by this chemist, the pirchus has to be b'seif hashkito, and he has to continue till after the shkito. V'kein pirish habach u'mashal pirik hashir u'v'chein pirish habach u'mashal pirik hashir etzimiyot ches kosa. So that's also a guy that Behemo was living. It was living even after the Shkita, even though we did not see, I mean, Pirchus a second after the Shkita, but we saw it simultaneously with the Gemara. That's what Mashal passes. In other words, not like the Rambam. Requires Mishra Nachar Hashkita. And the Mashal says, look, Bechikos Vapak, Yishras Shalomu Mashal. Mashal. We will not be able to say that. The Aritach Nira Mivuya Mitya Shrash, the Hedi, the Bechulesu, the Pei Pashaykh. So, Bechim Mashal Bishas, in other words, that in order to be sure that the Chies, it was not Poka before the Shrite, so there has to be a Pirchus by Misikenes that should be nimsha adachashke. So it doesn't matter. I mean, the length of the time doesn't matter. As long as we can observe a pirchus for a moment after shchite, so it's all right. But the shaila is the machlokes between the mashal and the ramoy is, suppose we did not observe with our senses a pirchus for a moment after shchite, but we did observe for the Gemara Shvi'i, but not for a moment after the Shvi'i. So then there is a machlekes between the Mashal and the Rambam. Oishikov of Ragma, because it's Yosef Mashal of Ragma, but Asu, the Chim Kosa Vater Zove, Ava Rajbo Varav Mikolvi, Bishen Rabin Zachye, Zerachye, Vitor, Rabin Ruch, and Posku, and Afilu Kof of Yod of Luvad Moteres. Umashal Shom Kosov, Shechim Da Asrovi, Ve'orosh, Uposakei, וכן כוס הבח, לנו איזו דבר איזה מחלוי כסקוסקי. Suppose, לנו איזה, if it's got the hind leg, if it bends the hind leg, so without drawing it back, stretching it out again, so then it's certainly all right. But the question is the foreleg, if it's got for your double back, not the hind leg. So whether it's all right or not, so there's a machlekes haposkim on that. If kof v'yodo by itself, that is insufficient period. After we feel a baby, that's the issue to inflict the soil with shots. The age there seems gapping more to me. The age, in other words, the wind, the age my appearance skin is very, the half of the baby, loy mahanek, the chay, posak marshal vapa. So, there is a machlekes haposki also about this ufe. Letish kishal bismori chintish kizol b'meimu mahan kidin se demish chin posek arosh so he mentions what the task is without chin posek arosh utu b'yim shoposki mashal v'abar v'ater azot v'ma shetamo b'sefer lachach hamude ze sifra mitzayim al rav shu egi akei imitayim b'svir alei ki mashikosov arav amadit שמחמבם ברש בו דוריבוס אינו קטן. תאמין לגב ידי כיש בזול אותו קל, כל משמו, וכל שתי בבית. וכן כל סברה. וכן כל סברה. So, ונראה מדברה כל המאגית שום, שגם תעשה רמבה, שהוא תראו שם חלה. In other words, not like the Bess Yosef. The Bess Yosef says that the רמבה מסחילי, but he says, no, that even the Rambam is not here. Alright. Hashem and Tzukenes. So, we don't have to be able to say this often, the real Masu. So, it's also, the Mahanek Shemot on Mocho Kinsley is a shkit and Mochem Bida. So we don't say that Zin is there, we say an abundance of dam, so that's Raya, that Chies was not our only interval after the Shkita, because otherwise there wouldn't be such an abundance of dam, such a flow of dam. So that's no Raya. We have a P. Because we have two, we have a Gavne, the two Shkita is that if there was a big, abundant flow of dam, so that in itself is a Raya. That the Chies was forecast after the Shchiti. So, for Tamil was it, because Yosef Tamil, the Zedaiti, Tan. So, in other words, so that's why he doesn't mention that if it will go down, so then that's a riot, that the Chies was forecast after the Shchiti. So, that's all in the Chies, but Arit was quiet, but it means. So he says that there is a midasides that is proper for everybody. And there are certain types of midasides that it's not proper for everybody. For an ordinary person, if he tries to conform to that type of midasides, It's even a little bit of yuri. But for Dilei Chachomim, for someone who is extra zohir, for him it's a midas chsides. But for an ordinary Jew, it's not a midas chsides. So in other words, this idea of not to partake of a behemoth that you mad in the sheikh the day, so even though there is pirus, so pirus is a raya prove al min the dechiyus was poka. The dechiyus was poka after shchiti. So if there is pirus, so it's a raya prove that the dechiyus was poka after shchiti. So, but for Dilei Chachomim, so it is an inyan. So it is a chumra, it is a midas chsides. Masha'im kei, one who is not Dilei Chachomim, so if it's a behemes Yisroel, so in other words, so this midas chsides infringes upon another concept of hefsed, of Mami Yisroel. So maybe it's not even midas chsides. Masha'im kei, if it's Dilei Chachomim, so then it is a midas chsides, even though it infringes upon hefset mami Yisrael. But suppose the behemoth does not belong to Israel. The behemoth belongs to Akum. And if it is muter, but he can buy it from Akum. So it doesn't involve any hefset mami Yisrael. So then there is a midas chsides for everyone. But we have to say that what the Rabbi says, Vishima Gini, it's not Mikra Dine. Because if it had been Mikra Dine, how could we distinguish between Behemas and Chobin and Behemas Israel? But only with Teras Chumre. Why, in other words? Because there is a Shitat Chuyot. There is a Shitas Yochet. That Pirchus. That when is it considered as Pirchus only if it works, Taladames, Dako, or if it stands up, Meloikom Oso, Vigaso. But that's only Shitas Yochet. So in Mele, we don't have to Bechayishish. We don't have to Bechayishish for Shitas Yochet. We rely on Rav Poskim, and here it's more than Rav Poskim. So, but if it's Behemas and Bechobim, where there's no Indian of Hefzat Mom in Israel, in other words, if he doesn't eat it, so he just won't buy from the Akum, that's all. So he won't buy from the Akum. So then, he should be Mahmiya, but also if there's Chumre, not Mikra Dine. All right. Like an excellent. Hasheichei bisakim dukum. ונים צייס פגום, אפילו נצת, הרי זה לבייל, אפילו נוגע בעצם המפרקס, אין טיילים שנפגימו ביחד שחיתה, אלא חשידון שלו ביום נפגימו, ונים צושוך המסעקים בובו, ואפילו בית. Now, on this day, so there is a מחלקת between רבון and רב חיז, between רבון and רב חיז. So רב חיז himself is mati, even without שיבה ביצורס. Because he's still a techemo be'etzem afregis milke, even if he's not aware of the fact that he came in contact, that the saki came in contact with etzem afregis. So he's still there. But we don't pass like Rafis. We pass like Ravun, except there is one situation where we pass like Rafis, and that is after Yoshech and Behemes, so he handled the saki and atzomis. So the mele, then he be attributed to the shviras atzomis. But if he didn't handle the saki and atzomis, so then there is nothing of heter to which it can be attributed. So we have to be chayishish, maybe be'eyah, be'ez hashchita nivgimo. So the mele, before he even shech the first behemoth, so it already became a problem by its contact with the skin of the base of the skin. Yes, that's how it passed. Shiur Abhime Kolchi. even if it's a mash, the beginning. So it's already possible. Only if an account of it be made, so it intercepts. So at that point where there is a gap, so it can, something can be intercepted. So as long as the minutest thing can be intercepted in that gap, so it's possible. But if even the minutest thing cannot be intercepted in that gap, so then it's not possible, then it's not a gap. So Klimdei Kasaki Kedenshti, Vimloi Bodak Loish, Vimoba Vloi Bodko Trilo, Vahakei Bodko, Umoto Yopo, So Shritose Kshet. So in other words, he has to be Beidik, the Saki, before Shrit. Suppose he wasn't Beidik, but he was Beidik after Shrit, so then it's a Raya Vure. If after Shrite the Saki was Yopin, so certainly before Shrite, so it was Yopin. So why shouldn't he be allowed to take the chance and be a chair without being waiting for the Shrite? As long as he is determined to be waiting after Shrite, so that's the cloud that we learned so many times. That where something is also the event, so maybe you're not allowed to have Shrite to do it. On the basis of the fact that you intend to do it after the Shrit. So since the Ebed without the Bidikin, after the Shrit. So then certainly also, so maybe not allowed to share without being paid before the Shrit. Sakin shetibodei be'eloha, ve'u yirgish she'yeish bo'gam, u'she'her ze'raiso ba'avoy, yirgish she'yeish bo'gam, v'izui di'amit komisosas. That's the more. So what the Gemara says that Misurseches is Kshayot. The Gemara says that you die on the base. Saki Sheyesh Bo, the first line in the title, Saki Sheyesh Bo Bimesal. Tidin Kim Gimah, so it's like a song, so it's possible. Bishayim Bo Bimah Achaz. Not one Bimah, just one Bimah. So in Geres Yitzur, Misurseches is Ksheo. Eich Adamye, Geres, Eich Adamye, Misurseches. Omer Rebbe Lezer, in Geres, Mishteiris, Misurseches, Miruach, Achas. That was in Geres. In other words, the term in Geres is like Ege Bakayitz, together, collect. So in Geres means it is that kind of the gum that it will intercept anything that will come across it. So anything that will come in contact with that will be intercepted. So in melee, if the Sakin has that kind of gum, that anything that comes across it will be intercepted, so that means this, as the Sakin was led over, was passed over the Beis HaShchiteh, so it was intercepted. And at that point where it was intercepted, so it pierced the simoni. So mele, it's not in the tree. So igeres means like igabakites, gather, if it intercepts. Misurseches means it just hits, but it doesn't intercept. So mele, it's not possible. Hei chadami igeres, hei chadami misurseches. Omer ablezal igeres, when is it igeres that it intercepts? Igeres mishteiwot. If it is at both ends, in that, misurseches v'ruachachas, ma'ish to mishteyuchas, if the notch is on both sides, ma'ish to mishteyuchas, v'moshe kame ma'ish, v'moshe bas v'boza, why do we say that if the notch is on both edges, so then, it is possible, why? Because with the first edge, it will, pierce the skin, it will pierce the skin, and then the second edge, it will pierce the simoni. So that's why it's possible. So the wachachas, even when the notch has only one edge, not two edges, so hope for the sakine machlich, so the skin could be removed jaws by the hoof of the sakine without actual cutting, and then the skin would, I mean, the simoni would be cut by the other, so by this edge, by this edge. So that will be, that will not be a shrika, that will be a mikub simoni. So should be post, who's in the machlish, mirshel oza. So the Gemara says, the koe, arim shim sakin. So that is reference to the case where it's on the top of the sakin. So same yos, when machlish, when he's melech. So it's machlish, yos of oza, the din shehilich leik. So in other words, we have here, this is the Gemara. Now, we have here in machlekes between Rashi and the Rebbe. Between Rashi and the Rebbe. Rashi explains it, in other words, that when we say that if it has only, that if it has only, that if it has only one gap, and it has just one notch, that gap, one edge, I mean, it's only one edge, I mean, the gap is not. If it has only one edge, so it is kosher. That is, if the notch, the gum, is on top of the sack. On top of the sack. So, but if, and he was made, and not made, so then it is kosher. Why? Because since it's on top of the sack, and he just realized the eloche, so when he started the eloche of the sack, over the tzapara beimo, So the first thing that has to be done before the nekev, so before anything can come in contact with simonim, you must cut open the skin. So cut open the skin. So mele, since the pgam is on top of the sakin, So the gum came in contact only with the skin of the Reis HaShrikeh, not with the simonim. By the time that the simonim came in contact with the sakin, so the mikim of gum had already passed. Because the mikim of gum is on the top of the sakin. So it's muter. But it's muter if he only made the lochem, no avoy. But suppose he made the lochem avoy, then it's possible. Why is it possible? Because it might be that in the course of the aloche, he did not shech the Reb Simonim. And the Gemara Shchiteh is done by in the course of the avoy. And then when he finishes the avoy, so then he comes in contact with the Kemah Gam. So then it will pierce. The Gemara Shchiteh will be realized through piercing, through Eliku. So maybe it's possible. But if he only does Eloche Nafiboye, and this dam that has only one edge is at the top of the sakin, so then it's alright. But if it has two edges, so then it could be that as he starts the Eloche, so at the first edge, so the sakin, so the skin is cut, and then in the second edge, once the skin is cut, so then the simonim come in contact with the second edge, and it's pierced, it's nika, so then it's possible. This is how Rashi explains. But the Reeve explains it differently. The Reeve, so according to Rashi, it all depends whether the Pgam is at the beginning of the sakin or not at the beginning of the sakin. Suppose it's Ben Sakin, then it's possible. According to Reeve, it doesn't make any difference whether the Pgam is at the beginning of the sakin, or it is in the middle of the sakin. In the middle of the sakin. But according to the Rebbe, so misurseches means that there was a gap.
There was a plan. Here there was a plan. Now, then, he just fired off that this edge was fired off. So there is no gun anymore at this edge. But this edge was not fired off. So when he leads the sake over the Beis HaShchite, so then that will not intercept as the sake, because this edge will not intercept. Not intercept. What will intercept? If there will be an edge here, so then it will be intercepted. But at this edge, it will not be intercepted. Now, since this edge was filed off, but this edge remained, so if it goes down, so melee, it will not be intercepted. So it's kosher. But if this edge was not filed off either, so then, too, it will not be intercepted while the sacking. So while the sacking goes over, so it will not be intercepted at this edge, because it's in the course of the descent of the sacking. Mashe'in came at this edge, when it's in the course of ascent, so then it will be intercepted. So maybe it doesn't make any difference, according to the Rish Pshat, it doesn't make any difference whether this Misochseches, this Gam Misochseches, this Gam Misochseches is at the top of the Saki, or in the middle of the Saki. Or in the middle of the Saki. Now, the Mechaber passages like that, and the Rambo mentions the Shite of Rashi, Rosh. So he says, Sakin Shetibodik, Beilot, Veloi, Vilvi Boshinitam. So what is the test? How do we know whether it is Misurseches or it's not Misurseches? So when we test it, now, in Bisman Chazal, and even Bisman Vesheni, so Shochtim were not dating the Sakin the way Shochtim are bringing the Sakin today. Today, so Shochtim, when someone is dating the Sakin, so he has the Sakin. Let's say this is the Sakin. So he tapes with the Ezba. So the Sakin is stationary. And then he leads the Ezba over the Chudish of Sakin. So the Sakin remains stationary in the hands of the baby. And the finger, the nail, keeps on moving over the Chudish of Sakin. But the Sakin is stationary. But Bisman Chazal, the Bdike was the other way around. In other words, that the Etzpa was stationary and the Sakin was moved over the Etzpa. Now, today we don't do it because then every time the Bedik would be Bedik, you might get hurt. In other words, this is not so easy. You see, to have the sacking, to keep the sacking stationary, and the nail should pass over the sacking, doesn't involve any